section. With me tonight is Brian. I was just telling Brian, I am having issues with all the Meta products. For one thing, a couple of days ago, it just started taking, for the last year, any post that was just me saying, hey, my show's about to start, my guest today is, music is, you know, here's a link to listen to it live with the music to FBRN. It called all of those spam and removed them. And then it's just randomly calling posts, it's randomly rejecting posts pretty much every day, a couple times a day now with me.
Wow. Is it because of your political slant that they don't like? Is that it or something like that?
Don't know what it is. I mean, I've been hearing for years people talking about being in Facebook jail.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
This is just, it's just silly. And then now, you know, I went to look at what's trending. I know people have posted on Threads that they had to go back and set their profile to show them political content. Well, political content's really all I'm on Threads for in the first place. And yes, I'm still getting notified when the couple people that I follow, that I've, you know, said, please tell me when they post, that's still showing up in my activities. But when you click on trending, all I got was sports news. I care nothing about sports. Y'all know that about me. There is nothing I care about less than sports. I mean, I do get excited a little bit for the Olympics. Not as much as I did when I was a kid, though. Do you care at all about the Olympics?
Oh, I always enjoy the Olympics, summer and winter style, when it comes around. I always enjoy it, yeah.
So when you're watching, are there any particular sports in each that you are your go-tos?
Not really. I just, every one of them is interesting to me. That, you know, you just think of all the training and the work that these people have put in to get to there. That's really amazing. But, I guess the track and field, like when they do the pole vault and all the steeplechase.
Did you do any of that stuff when you were in high school or college?
No. I played tennis. Yeah, I played tennis today a little bit. That's a fun game. But I just like to see the competition and the human drama of it. You know, there's a real human drama aspect to the whole thing. Yeah.
I like the things that are sort of dance related. So All the gymnastics and the figure skating in the winter.
What about the swimming, synchronized swimming? That's really cool.
I like the diving. Again, it's that artistic, flips. It's kind of dance related. When I was a kid, I used to love to watch like the toboggan and the luge. Those were fun to watch. Or, ski jumps. That's another one. The snowboarding thing where they're doing all kind of flips and things. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Yeah, right. Yeah, with bicycles too. BMX bikes, and they do flips, and it's just crazy what they can do.
Just the like straight up races.
There's been some controversy already. The WNBA news star Caitlin did not make the team, and so they were talking about that a bit. And
wasn't there a reason for that?
Yeah, she hasn't been on the team long enough to qualify or whatever.
Right, she didn't qualify. she shouldn't be getting special
treatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like the media is saying, come on, let's give her some special treatment. This is our new big star. You know?
I'm glad that they're finally interested in the WNBA.
I think it's great.
I don't watch any of that. I don't watch any professional football basketball or hockey or.
But you know about football and the different teams and the big games. You know, you're aware of it.
I'm aware of it. I used to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now I don't even really watch the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm like, who's playing? Is there anything interesting going on? Is there a team from Texas? Do I care? Not really.
I know. It's a diversion. It's a diversion from real life, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I think we've got Wayne now.
Oh here he comes.
Yeah. There you are.
Hello.
Hey, Wayne.
You got your camera?
And Alan just popped in Alex's show, so he's probably transitioning to this show.
Yeah.
Charlie was on the show, but had to take an important call, apparently, and had to leave the show.
Okay.
Well, Wayne, we're talking about the Olympics. Do you watch the Olympics?
No.
No.
I make a point of not watching it.
Yeah, okay. I don't either. But, you know, if I'm going to watch it, and when I was younger, I watched a lot more. I watched the things like the figure skating and the gymnastics and, like, the diving or the ski jumps, where they do a lot of flips and things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. And what you can do is just go to CNN or whatever, ESPN, and just watch the highlights of those sports that you like. Just see the 30 seconds of it that, you know, where they really do a great and win the gold medal. Yeah, you can catch the highlights, you know, without wasting too much time.
Yeah, now you can go back and choose what you watch.
Yeah.
You know, when we were kids, it's whatever they were going to show you.
I know. It was this long slog through all this stuff.
Yeah, you know. Like, come on, I don't want to see the downhill.
Let's go see Hans back in his Norwegian village and how his life is there. Do we really need to see all that?
Yeah, I don't care at all about that for sure.
I know.
Well, Alan's joined us. Alan and Wayne, Wayne, you don't have your camera on.
Yeah,
Wayne's all right, let me toggle it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's off. And now it's on.
Yay!
I had to toggle it. Okay.
I don't know what I would do without Brian. Telling me that I'm on the show and
I'm your tech advisor.
I got four hours sleep last night. Had to get up early to beat the traffic to go to Martinez, California to go shooting a Phil and some other people. And it was like 90 degrees out there and it was outside. And then we went to dinner and now I'm here. So.
Yeah, when I checked the weather today, it was 95 and the feels like was 111.
Oh, no.
Somebody posted a picture of a parked car and in the front window were trays of cookie dough on cookie sheets. Like, they were cooking them in the car. And I am sure, because one thing that the news people love to do in the summertime in Texas is show you, literally, you can fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Cool. Save energy that way.
It says Denton, 87, feels like 94 because of the humidity. Oh, my goodness. 94 degrees at midnight, after midnight.
It was humid also today.
California was humid today, too. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, y'all don't know from humid.
We don't know. You guys.
It's bad here, don't get me wrong, but I'm from Beaumont. And I gotta tell you, Houston, Beaumont, you go down there and you realize, just like, when you get out of the car and your glasses fog up, and you know.
That's humid.
It's just the air is wet. But
well, the air was wet here, but it was humid, and we were outside shooting at a range in Martinez, and
were you shooting skeet?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's fun. I like shooting skeet.
Yep. Yeah, we're shooting time. Skeet. Phil Meyer had never shot skeet, and so I brought one of the guys brought an extra shotgun and ammo, and he did okay. He had a good time. And then we all went out to dinner.
My late brother-in-law and his kids were all big hunters.
It's interesting being around all Republicans, but life is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't want all my friends to think exactly the way I think.
Well, we were just talking about the Olympics. And so I had asked Brian and Wayne if they watch the Olympics, what do they watch? How about you?
Oh, you're asking me? I did not. I have not seen them. I didn't even know they were going on.
Well, it's the trials right now. But
oh, yeah, I heard the trials were happening, but
when it comes time to watch them, do you watch the Olympics at all?
Women's ice skating, and not because they're on ice. So, and the women's gymnastics. Actually, I like watching gymnastics because I can do everything they do, but the change falls out of my pocket. I couldn't do anything they do.
I bet you like watching the female volleyball players, too.
I'm not into volleyball. That's a real boring sport to watch. It's like watching golf. You know, grass grows quicker.
You know, my in-laws watch golf on TV. I cannot imagine anything more boring to watch on TV golf.
That's the point. It's very relaxing. It's really relaxing.
Relaxing? I can go home and have a beer and relax. I don't need to watch.
You don't need a beer. You just go, oh, yeah. Grass.
I'd rather watch other people look for rocks.
I'd rather watch people look for rocks too.
And cut rocks. There's this one guy who I watch a lot of his stuff on little short reels, you know, in Facebook. He goes by the moniker Agate Dad, and most of his reels are just him cutting pieces of agate. And then opening up and showing you. That's it. And they're real short, but that's cool. Cause it looks like nothing on the outside, but then you get it open and a lot of times it's got all these beautiful colors and lines and patterns. And so it's like, surprise!
Where's Charlie? Somebody said he was on the other show, but I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was on the show, and he got a phone call, and he dropped off for the rest of the show.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. I hope
everything's okay.
Yeah. Hope nothing's wrong with anybody, nothing serious.
Well, yeah, I saw the message in the group from Wayne, Charlie, are you okay, or something. I thought, uh-oh, what's happening?
Yeah. What's up, yeah.
What's up, whatever you say.
No response, too.
Yeah, not the right thing is up, so,
So, yeah, like you, Alan, I'll watch the figure skating and the gymnastics. Anything that's sort of like dance, but also anything where they do a lot of flips and things, like the diving or the ski jumps or who's the guy that does the snowboarding and does all those crazy tricks?
Well, there was the guy with red hair, Carrot Top or whatever, but he's that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But there's
he there's, died with there. Evel Knievel, didn't he?
Evel Knievel. Yeah.
I like action sports. I mean, watching them. You know, I never played a lot of sports. I mean, I played soccer in high school, but that was about it. And it was what it was. I enjoyed soccer. I enjoy watching soccer sometimes, but it's boring unless somebody gets hurt. Then it's exciting.
Well, the indoor soccer is fun to watch live in person because yes. It's like watching human pinball.
No kidding. Have you ever played soccer on a field? I've never played indoors, but we played outdoors, and it was like human pinball. You made sure that usually wore a shirt and shorts, but anywhere that you needed protection, you made sure it was protected because when somebody kicks that ball, if it gets you in the groin, I don't care how soft that ball is, you're out for 15 minutes. That thing hurts.
Well, now,
I love your comment.
When he was little, played the 5-on-5 soccer outdoors, but indoor soccer is totally different. First of all, the ball goes bouncing into the stadium all the time. So you never knew when it was going to come right at you. It's just really, it looks like human pinball. It's just going everywhere and everybody's going everywhere. It was kind of fun to watch. I did go a few times.
Traffic was horrible today getting up to Martinez. If anybody knows where it's at, it's like where San Francisco is, but in the East Bay, way East Bay. It's north of Walnut Creek in Concord. But on the way up there on Highway 680, some big pickup is trying to get around me, and I can't figure out why. And, you know, and the traffic's moving at 25 miles an hour. So finally I pull over, let him go ahead. It's a four-door, it's a, you know, up-in-the-air pickup, and he's got Trump for President on it and all kinds of flags. The car next to me had a couple bumper stickers that said Biden for President, which you see all over the Bay Area. This guy got up to him and somebody in the passenger seat, this is a four-door big pickup, rolled the window down and paintballed the car.
Had
the Biden. You know that not only is that dangerous, but it's also against the law.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Oh, it's definitely a crime. Shooting into a moving vehicle, it's a felony.
Oh, it's really they frown
on it. Felony. Yeah. I hope they caught the asshole.
Yeah.
I called the highway patrol and turned in the license number and the vehicle description, but, you know, who the hell knows? I just continued on my trip and, you know.
Well, I hope they get him.
You want to be for Trump, be for Trump. You want to be for Biden, be for Biden. But don't need to paintball a car that's moving down the freeway.
Well, but that's a snapshot of what's going on right now.
Absolutely.
Very telling. That really tells a lot.
Absolutely.
You know? Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if y'all remember this from 2020 here in Texas, some Trump supporters tried to run the Biden bus off the road.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. You know, and Trump cheered them on. And they were making jokes about it. And it happened again in Florida.
They won't do that this time because the Secret Service will end up arresting them or shooting them or something. But even in Texas.
Well, I don't think that Biden was in the bus. This was just like a campaign bus. Harris might have been in it. I don't think she was either, but you know, the staff, that's where the staff were and the reporters
all the friends that I was with were Republican, including Phil Meyer, and they all thought that it was wrong for the guy to paintball the car. That's the only reason I could see. I don't think, maybe they knew each other. Maybe they were gang members. If they were gang members, why didn't they use a gun instead of a paintball?
No, that was just like what happened that's like what happened in Texas. That's what Trump encourages. You know, when they do shit like that, Trump cheers them on.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this made the news or not. I haven't seen the news. Probably not.
Probably because it wasn't like the campaign caravan. It wasn't.
No, it was just
random.
It was a car next to me that had Biden stickers on it on a couple places on the bumper and Biden for president on the window and the passenger side and stuff. A little car. And this big truck behind me, and I'm like, why the hell does this guy want to get around me? I'll move over. Go ahead and go by me. And he gets up, and I move back into the lane so I don't end up on the wrong freeway. And this guy from the passenger side just rolls his window down and opens fire with a paintball gun on the car. And I'm like, whoa, this is time to call Highway Patrol.
Did you call Highway Patrol at 911? Yeah.
I called 911 and gave him the description of the vehicle and the license number. So.
And location?
Huh?
And location?
Yeah, I've done all this before.
And direction. Yeah.
I assumed you're...
yeah, the location and the description and license plate of the other car, and that way it helps the investigation. They'll investigate it.
Yeah.
What they'll do, I don't know, but they will investigate it. And
I guess I missed that.
I didn't videotape it. I can tell you it over again, Charlie, if you want.
No, that's okay.
He was just saying he saw...
I was on the freeway today. You know where Martinez, California is?
No.
Okay, Concord?
Concord, I know, yeah.
Okay, so I was in the city of Concord going towards Martinez, which is the next city up before you get to the bridge. And I'm going to tell the story real quick. I'm sorry for the listening audience out there. But this car next to me, a Chevy Cruze or something like that, had Biden stickers on it. And there was a big pickup truck behind me. I'm in my van, and it keeps getting close and wanting to try and pass. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I moved over a lane so he could pass. He passed. He got up next to the car. It's one of the four-door pickups. It's up in the air. And somebody in the passenger seat behind the driver rolled the window down and fired paintballs at the car. He had this pickup truck had Trump all over it, you know, and stuff.
Wow.
Well, in California, it's a felony shooting into a moving vehicle, and it doesn't even matter if it's a paintball gun. So I called the Highway Patrol and gave all the information, licenses, descriptions, and all that, and they'll investigate it. I don't know what they'll do to them, but
they could have caused a wreck.
Yeah, they could have.
We were moving about 25 miles an hour. Traffic was 25. Heavy. Still, you're in the car, and you're not expecting, you know, paintballs to start splattering on your car windows. You could lose control of the car and kill somebody.
You could cause, you know, a 10-car pileup in that kind of traffic.
Not in the Bay Area. Not in the Bay Area. It would be a backup for 3 hours while the police investigate and everything. But they continued about their way. The car backed off, and the pickup truck went on its way, And, you know, I told the CHP, California Highway Patrol, you know, in what direction they're going because they wanted to know. They kept me on the phone and they said, we have officers on the way. I said, good. They said, the freeway splits right there. And I said, yeah, they're staying on 680 going that way. And that's the way I was going. They're ahead of me about six cars. And, they said, well, thanks for reporting it. We got officers on their way. I said, good.
Did you tell them you're a former police officer to make it more credible?
They know it. Just by the way I talked to him. So, and she asked me if I was a law enforcement officer, and I said I used to be. I said, what brought that into it? And she said, well, you said the pickup truck was in lane two and the car was in lane one. So in California and probably in other states too, lane one is the fast lane, the lane closest to the medium. And then it goes over two, three, four, depending on how many lanes. But most people don't use that type of terminology, and I guess I did. So,
and that's why I don't put any more political stickers on my car.
Yeah, I don't put any political stickers on my car. Nothing.
Not only I drove through deep East Texas with a Biden Harris sticker in my back window, a Democratic little silver logo, wearing, and I made a couple of stops for gas and to grab a bite, wearing a t-shirt that said Jews for Abortion Justice because I like taking my life in my own hands.
You're a risk taker.
You know, the trouble is, in Texas, they're not going to use paintballs. They're going to use a real gun.
I'm afraid, yeah.
You know, and I know you want to get your word out there, and I think the show's a good way, and I think your show is a good way, and I think, you know, but plastering your car with stuff like that in a very red state is just kind of a dangerous thing to do, I think. And so, you know, you park in a parking lot, and kids that are, their parents are Republicans, so they're Republican, they're 16 years old, and they're looking for trouble, and they're like, oh, look at this lady's car. It's got Biden stuff all over. Let's bash in all the windows. And
yeah.
You know, I've been doing it.
Draw that attention to yourself.
I've been doing it for 20 years, and I've never had that happen. You know what happens? I get what I call the Democratic whisper. People come up to me from, like, across the parking lot and stuff and go, I'm a Democrat, too.
Oh, wow.
Because you feel so isolated. Like, you knock on doors. Yeah, and they're like, they get so excited that I can't tell you how many times I heard, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
If I was you knocking on doors in an area where there were mostly Republicans, I think I'd wear a Kevlar vest. You know, somebody opened the door, oh, another fucking Democrat, let's get rid of her, you know.
Well, you remember 2020 when they tried to, those Trump, tried to run the cars off the road on I-35 between, I think it was between Austin and San Antonio.
I brought that up.
That's crazy.
And Trump cheered, and so did Rubio. Yeah. They joked about it. And it happened again in Florida, too, after it happened in Texas.
Why doesn't Florida and Texas secede from the union? That'll solve that problem. I'm sorry you live in there. I had a good time in Texas. I've never been to Florida, and I won't be going to Florida. But, you know, I don't need to go there with the Nazism that they got in Florida.
Yeah, I want to go... Surprise, surprise, Rock Hound. Because they have these cool shells that they have calcite crystals all in them. Have formed it. They have, the shell has turned into a geode. And then they also have, they also have coral that has fossilized and either agatized or turned into like a geode. I do want to go look for that stuff. Cause that looks cool.
My next door neighbor has a Geo. It's a nice little car.
I had one for 10 years.
I like the geodes, the ones that you cut the rock in half and they're really neat inside.
There's crystals inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can get high then if I got tired of the rock.
I got one right here.
There you go.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
This has even been polished.
You get tired of that one, you can send it to me. I'm just kidding. So,
my new toy that it's on my wish list. I saw this guy whose rock hounding videos I watched, C.O. Kellison, got out after 2 years of having it. His vibratory lap, which is this thing where you would put something like this face down on it and it vibrates with grit and polishes it. And so I saw a 27 inch double decker vibratory lap. I'm like, ooh. Like, I can make tabletops of that.
This thing vibrates. Are you sure they were using this double-decker bus for vibrating rocks?
I don't think you'd want to put anything else on there.
No.
That would be quite painful.
I was thinking it might be a great party bus, so anyhow, okay.
Bus, lap. As in lapidary.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah, so it has these trays that kind of have grooves in them. And you,
so did you order one? Are you getting one?
No, that's, I just showed it to David. My birthday's coming in September. Although I have to say, I really want a self-cleaning oven. I mean, it is the 21st century and self-cleaning ovens have been around for what, you know, 50, 60 years at least. If not longer.
But don't you still have to spray this stuff and then wipe it away?
Matter of fact, if you do
that to a self-cleaning oven, it gets into the pores of the porcelain and it will never clean again.
Yeah. So it heats it and just evaporates the.
What it does is it locks. Yeah. What it does. Work on this stuff too. What it does is it's a special type of porcelain. It's sort of porous. And if porcelain could be porous, because it's glass, but it is. It's a special type of porcelain. And what it does is when you put it into clean, it gets the oven up to about 1,200 degrees with limited oxygen. And the door won't open. If you open the door, all of a sudden you'd have a real problem. So you can ask the physicist here about that. But so it heats up to about 1,200 degrees for a couple hours, and it just cooks everything off the walls. And there's a little pile of ashes in the bottom. You wipe it. After it cools off, you just wipe it out.
Man, I ain't trying that. Sorry.
It works.
I got wooden cabinets on both sides of it. I ain't pulling that kind of crap.
No, I seriously, it's just a setting. You turn it on and it does it, and that's it.
You lock it. There's a latch that you lock the door. You turn it on clean. And it automatically, you know, runs for 2 hours. It cools off. Yeah. And when it's cool, you can unlatch it. Otherwise, you can't unlatch it when it gets above like 500 degrees. You who cooks your fish, your pan fried fish, you're worried about a self cleaning oven.
Because if that's on top of it,
that's
I can turn that off.
And you better have a really.
You're more likely to start a fire from something on top of the oven than something inside the oven.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to take a chance on.
Trust me. 1,200 degrees. I've done both.
Wayne's got 7 fire extinguishers. He's fine.
I'm not going to do it.
When I was first living with my ex-husband, they used to joke about, well, we know Amy's cooking because the fire alarms go off.
Yeah, I used to have a bumper sticker that said, it's time to turn the meat when the smoke alarm goes off.
Yeah.
Well,
here's my oven story. Let me tell my oven story.
Go for it.
I rented a house. It had a gas oven, but you had to light it. When you turn the gas on, you had to light it. So one day I turned the thing on. I went, oh, shoot, I forgot to light it. And about 5 minutes had gone by, maybe 10. Ooh. So I opened it up, lighted the thing, and went, boom, went back like an explosion and knocked me on my ass. It didn't hurt or anything. It was actually kind of interesting. But I remember thinking, oh, my God, I
got
to be more.
And then you looked in the mirror and you go, I got no hair, no eyebrows, no beard.
It was that bad.
We had a gas stove, and occasionally you had to light it.
Knocked me right back on my ass.
The trouble is, Brian, is you probably had a faulty gas stove, because if you have to light it, you light the pilot light.
Mm-hmm.
And because the gas isn't flowing other than the pilot light on a on a gas stove. And when you light the pilot light, there's a little thing called a thermopile that sticks into the pilot light, and it heats up and it generates millivolts, and that will turn on the gas valve. It needs to heat that thing up in order, order for the gas valve to turn on. So these people that say, you know, they had a big explosion from just the pilot light, I'm like, yeah, okay. Must have been longer than a couple minutes that you had the pilot light.
Well, he said 10 minutes.
Oh, well,
that's way too long. So next time, if you forget, turn it off. Walk away.
Open the windows and the doors.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah, I know.
Open the windows. Let it air out a little bit before you try lighting.
That's what you should have done.
Yeah.
I
would have been a really great video.
This house doesn't have any gas, so it's all electric.
Let me send my roommate over. He's full of it.
But the things we had in the kitchen I grew up with, God, I would love to have. First of all, we had a huge oven that had two full ovens plus two broilers underneath it, plus it was either six or eight burners. I think it was like eight burners.
Wow.
It was gas. And then we had two Mormon drawers, and we had a built-in butcher block cutting board. We had a built-in thing for the blender to go on that was built into one side of the counter. I mean, all of that.
God, I haven't seen one of those things. I haven't seen one of those in years. I can't think of the company that made it. Maybe KitchenAid. It was stainless steel, and it was almost flush with the counter.
Yeah.
And it had push buttons, and you could put the blender right into it.
Yeah.
And it was mounted. The power unit was underneath. I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yeah. And the warming drawers, because, you know, there were.
Well, you can get ovens with warming drawers, or you can just get a separate warming drawer.
Well, this was this was underneath the cutting board, actually, was the warming drawers.
Oh, that's cool. But didn't you say your mother never cooked?
Actually, she cooked a little bit, but we had a maid that did all the cooking, that cooked the meals.
These people were like the doctor and daddy, you know. Yeah.
It sounded like it gave you a pizza oven. Was that a pizza oven?
No, it's a warming oven.
No, they were warming drawers. So they were just these metal drawers that heated up and kept your food warm.
Yep.
And they're about the size of a dresser drawer.
You said biscuits, two different compartments, like almost like, you know, have you ever seen them pull down and pull out the pizza out of the restaurant?
It's not for cooking. Pizza needs a much higher temperature than this warming drawer.
The warming drawer,
what you do is you say you're going to make a meal and you want to bake the biscuits first. You bake the biscuits. You put them in the warming drawer, you do the rest of it, and when you pull the food out, the biscuits are warm. Nobody had microwaves back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they're right. But the warming drawers only got up to like 150 or maybe 200 degrees.
Which is all you need.
You would have waited 3 days to bake a pizza.
So Mildred would cook all the food, and then she'd put it in the warming drawer, and then leave, and then a couple hours later, we'd all come in and eat dinner. And it was all ready for us.
People with these silver spoons in their mouth. Now I get it.
Yes.
My mother enjoyed cooking. We didn't enjoy her cooking. My mother used to love to make shake and bake chicken. And you always had to check the chicken closely to make sure it was thoroughly cooked.
Oh, man.
During Passover, instead of having regular cereal, she would break up matzah and put milk in that. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, God.
Now, I grew up in a family of dancers, and we were always on a diet. There's a line from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel where she said, with Jewish mothers, they're always trying to get their sons to eat more and their daughters to eat less. And we were all daughters. So there was no deep fried food. That was just totally forbidden. We were always on some kind of diet.
How could you live without deep fried food? I don't get that. That's like the dark ages.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have friends that had like fry daddies and stuff, and like, no, that was not going to happen. We did when Mildred, because Mildred made the fried chicken, she actually baked it in the oven. So it looked and tasted like fried chicken, but it was baked in the oven and it wasn't greasy.
But it was oven baked. Yeah, sure.
It was oven baked and it wasn't greasy. Is it like shake and bake? I guess.
One of my favorite memories is my mom would make homemade donuts. Oh, they were so good. Fresh out of the
deep fryer.
deep fryer, real donuts.
Oh man, that would have, your mother and I would have got along great.
We made beignets a couple of times.
Lightweight little donuts that you put in a deep fryer for about 14 seconds and pull out, and they're not. Yeah.
Yeah, beignets. They're sort of square. It's a French sopapilla.
Right.
A sopapilla and a beignet are essentially the same thing.
So is David going to get you a double oven?
I'm sorry,
I misspoke. Is he going to get you a self-cleaning oven? You can actually get double ovens that are both self-cleaning, but
yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't need the double oven, but I would like that's what I was saying. I can't have both. I get the flat lap, I get the oven.
You know, if I bought my wife a kitchen appliance for her birthday, I think I would not survive the night. You are amazing, Amy, if you'll accept that as a birthday.
Well, I know we're not getting both, let's put it that way. But I need to come out of the dark ages. A self-cleaning oven is just...
You got to complain and say, you know, David, I spray that nasty stuff that puts fumes throughout the house, the easy off oven stuff, and then I got to get in there and clean and scrub, and my back's killing me, and we'll never have time to see each other again. So, you know, a self-cleaning oven be real nice. Yeah, you're right. They've been around for a long time. So you could probably get a decent self-cleaning oven, GE, KitchenAid. You know, whatever you want for probably $600 or $700. They're not much more than a regular oven. I mean, the difference is the porcelain's a little different.
They're
kind
of all self-cleaning now, aren't they? I think it'd be harder to find
self-cleaning, but I have somebody that cleans the house, so, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, our oven just doesn't get cleaned, to be honest.
Well, to be honest, neither does ours.
Mine either.
I'm not the cook in the house. My roommate is. And he doesn't use the oven that much. Matter of fact, I got him an air fryer, and he loves it.
Yeah. I just did a search. A GE self-cleaning oven is $3,000.
Yeah, but it depends. Just the standard self-cleaning oven is good for probably 8.
Five-star rating. That's a good one.
I mean, let's check. Cons. You know, I like supporting Cons appliances because my mother went to kindergarten through high school with C.W. Con. So, you know, that was his, like, they're like family, even though I'm sure they've sold off the company and it's, you know, now owned by some corporation or something. But I feel better about spending my money there than I would at.
Well, you're not going to spend your money. You're going to let David spend his money getting you something nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just really want a self-cleaning oven.
Yeah, you know, you just say, my birthday's coming up, and would you like to still continually see me in bed with you at night? If you would, then a self-cleaning oven would be very handy.
So, yeah, but see, it's between that which do I want more? Do I want that flat lap? And now... I could get like a 10-inch flat lap for like $350.
Oh, we'll get the self-cleaning oven and then save up your nickels and get the. We'll get you a GoFundMe page so you can get a $500 flat thing.
I want the 1800 double decker vibratory.
Well, you know the good thing about the 1800 is.
20 inch.
You know, if you and David want to do something different, you can put the 1800 thing and mount it to the end of the bed. And like the, you know, those old hotels where you put quarters in there and the bed vibrated. I Shotgun shooting rattled my brain today.
Yeah, I actually have been skeet shooting once.
It's fun. You know, for women, a 12-gauge shotgun, unless you're really used to shooting a 12-gauge, is kind of powerful. It's hard on the shoulders and stuff, but they make 20-gauge skeet shooting, and it's mild recoil. Birdshot doesn't need to be full power like something you're going to use for hunting or law enforcement. You can use low recoil stuff.
I don't know what it was. This was before David and I got married, and we've been married 26 years. This is when we were just dating. It was a retreat, a project management retreat at this hunting lodge that the people that own Temple Inland had. And that they had us out skeet shooting. Hunting in Deep East Texas, which is where, you know, Temple Inland is, it's north of Beaumont a good ways, about halfway up.
I don't like going hunting. I have trouble. I have no trouble eating animals, like whatever, yeah, a deer or something. But I have trouble. The deer turns and looks at you and you shoot and kill it. I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't.
People say, but you can shoot somebody. I said, I could shoot somebody if my life or somebody else's life is in danger. But that deer is not like charging me. It's not.
Yeah, that deer didn't do anything to you. I don't have any problems.
I could do it. I think I could. If you were going to use it for meat, real meat, it's totally valid. I think I could take that buck out. No problem.
Oh, I mean,
if I was starving and I could just go to the grocery store.
For survival, I'll take you along, Brian. I'll make you do the killing.
Trouble shooting? Alligators and snakes.
The Republican Party.
Yeah, I thought she could just say something about Republicans.
Because that's all they got is alligators and snakes in the party.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Now, we missed Charlie's answer because he came in late. But, Charlie, we're going around. I'm sure you watch the Olympics. When you go to watch, what do you like to watch?
Summer or winter?
Either.
Well, Summer Olympics, of course, I like the gymnastics. I like the track and field. Some of the exotic events like the dressage or whatever with the horses prancing around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I like the diving.
Diving? Oh, I forgot about
that. I like the way I want to underline the word exotic. I like watching the women on skates. Not that I'm really into, you know, ice skating, but boy, the women are sure looking good, or the gymnastics, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
I love anything where there's like lots of flips and turns, you know, when they're doing something artistic. I don't want to watch swimmers go back and forth. That to me is just
boring. I like it all. I watch all of it.
As long as it's women, right?
Yeah. Brian and Charlie watch everything. Ellen and I watch mainly figure skating and gymnastics. And Wayne watches none of it.
I don't like the price of my box of cereal going up just because somebody wants their picture.
You know, you can probably buy older expired boxes with Christy Yamaguchi on it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't knock Christy Yamaguchi.
She's from Fremont. She's from where I grew up.
I wonder if you had an old Bruce Jenner.
Oh, wow.
That would probably be a collector's item, right?
Yeah.
It comes with a dress.
That one summer that I lived in Austin, I dated a figure skater. And he went on to medal in the Olympics not long after that. At least I think, because I'm going to be honest, I've forgotten. And I forgot his name quick enough that I wasn't sure if that was him or not. But I looked at the picture that I had, because I had a photograph that I took of him before I moved back to Beaumont. And it looks an awful lot like this guy, and I have to.
When you said metal, I was thinking, boy, I didn't know they had metal works in the Olympics. think of all the body shop workers could join in, you know?
Paul Wiley is the figure skater that I dated. At least I think that's who I dated.
He told you that was his name. You bought it.
I've seen him. He was. I knew he was a figure skater, and I looked up, and he was about that time. And he looks what he looks like now is kind of like the pictures I have of him when he was young. And so I think I've got it right. He did live in Austin.
Yeah, 1992 Olympic silver medalist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, wow. And he lived in Austin. Imagine that.
He lived in Austin in the mid-80s.
And so you went all the way to Austin from Beaumont?
I lived one summer.
Oh, you lived in Austin.
I lived in Austin for a summer. I ran into more people from Beaumont and Austin than I ran into in Beaumont.
And they were trying to get into better weather.
Well, it's true. usually the people that I went to school with that went to Lamar or ended up back in Beaumont, they're back there because they flunked out of UT or A&M. Wow. Nobody wanted to stay in Beaumont. And now the ones that are there, they went back to take care of an aging parent. Almost none of the people that I grew up with live in Beaumont.
You hear that, Charlie? Your kids are going to come back now that you're an aging parent.
Well, they're going to have to sleep out on the patio then.
Oh.
There's no room here.
You know, when you need taken care of, when you can't take care of yourself, this is what a lot of folks have done. Actually, not that many, but the few that are back there was like, yeah, I know three or four people that stayed in Beaumont, but almost everybody is there in the Houston area or the Dallas-Fort Worth or Austin.
In Beaumont?
Isn't that what assisted living's for? So somebody can take care of you?
Usually that they'll end up there eventually, but they come back to do it.
In the Bay Area, when people can't take care of themselves, they usually take care of themselves by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge or something. If they have no family. And that's sad.
I don't think my kids are going to be taking care of me.
Hey, look, Dad, we found four new toes for you.
What about your ex-wife? What about their mother?
What about her?
You think they'll go back and take care of her?
I don't know if they'll take care of them, but my son already went back and is living with her.
Well, there you go.
But he's not taking care of her.
Well, how old is your son?
36.
Oh, he's around my age. Okay.
Yeah, wait till he's in his 50s or 60s. Nobody stuck around.
Doesn't one of your kids live with you, Amy?
Yeah. But nobody stuck around Beaumont. None of the people I grew up with. Well, a couple people, but
it's
for the
most
part.
A place where people don't admit they live, but they can say they were from.
Yeah. It's a place people are from. That is the truth about it. But yeah, Paul Wiley, we went out one summer. I dated an Olympic figure skater.
Were you a fan at the rink? You caught his eye? Is that
no,
what happened?
No, we met at one of the clubs on 6th Street.
Oh.
It's the red light district now.
Oh.
What is 6th Street?
6th Street, it's just where there's a bunch of clubs in Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
The main entertainment district, I guess you would call it.
Yeah. Yeah,
lots of live music.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the nights when Charlie says, "Oh, I had to play. I was umpiring baseball late or softball late." He was on 6th Street, really.
Yeah, not in a long time.
Yeah, it's.
Although I might have to change that now.
Oh yeah, you got
to go down there.
Online deal going.
Yeah. Take somebody dancing. I mean, at our age, nobody wants to go down to 6th Street. It's too loud.
Yeah.
I guess
it's
not. Loud. Is it smoky still, or I guess not anymore?
I know. If I go to a bar now, I feel like, oh, I'm so old and also young. I don't belong here. What am I doing
just
here?
Want the noise. It's just too noisy.
Oh yeah. You know, the funny thing is when you're a kid, you love the loud noise.
Yeah.
A jet plane can crash outside. You'd never hear it. And now when you're a little older, when you're in your 60s and people say something, you go, huh? Huh? Because your hearing's fucked up from all the loud music you listen to. Huh? What'd you say?
Yep. That's about the size of it. That's about the size of it. Oh, look, we've come to the end of another show.
Oh, wow.
This was kind of fun.
The comedy hour.
What? I want to thank all of you. Thank you, Brian, for getting here that couple minutes early. I appreciate that. Thank you, Wayne and Charlie, for coming in early. And Wayne and Alan and Charlie coming in when you were able to. Was everything okay? I heard you had an urgent phone call.
I don't know how urgent it was, but it was certainly important.
Oh.
We'll talk about it on the after show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the after
show. Okay, we'll talk on the after show. Well, that's about all we have time for. So
just remember, go out and register, vote.
Get informed.
Yeah, get informed, vote. God, I can't even remember the four things to say. And
don't have anything good to say, come sit next to Amy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, why would y'all do that?
it's
a strange saying. You're such a positive person. Why would you want somebody to
say it one more time, sir? It's really clear. Say it one more time.
Get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. If you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.
Oh, wow.